Everybody, Houston, David Burton here, your favorite host, of course. Man, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, much love to the Hart family. They a tournament of some sort is going to happen in honor of Owen Hart at over at AEW.
Yep. And not surprised. No. What's bad is that it's going to be shit. No, like Grandma said, if it ain't WWE, it's going to suck. And to be honest, I get it. You know, the guy died working for WWE, but at the same time, it's going to suck because it's not WWE. As I said before, if you're not a wrestling fan, you're not going to know that AEW exists. Remember, WWE is the only wrestling company that's mainstream and pop culture. So, if you're not a wrestling fan, you're not even knowing what's going on. But, still, at the end of the day, it's not WWE, so it's going to suck. Remember, Owen, the majority of Owen's career is in the WWE, so there's very little AEW can do because they're not the WWE. So it's gonna suck.
Listen, I'm looking for
nice trying to do something, but I gotta be honest, it's gonna be trash.
Yeah, I understand, Martha Hart, Dr. Hart. On one side, if it wasn't for the accident, he'll still be alive today. It's kind of your fault. On the other hand, there's no amount of practice that can prevent accidents.
Yep.
They could rehearse his entrance all day long, all week long.
Well, they did rehearse the entrance. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no amount of rehearsal that could have prevented his death. It was a done deal as far as the powers that be go. And I ain't talking about the company. As far as the higher power goes, as far as God goes, it was a done deal. I see what I see. Now, you can have so many protocols and stuff. Accidents still happen in this business.
Yes, accidents happen. Unfortunately, accidents are part of life.
It's excuse me, that's my ring alert. But this tournament is Martha Hart. That's interesting how she allowed AEW to do it, but as far as WWE is concerned, they can kick rocks.
Because it's not the WWE. That's why it's being done.
Yes.
And the reason it's gonna suck is because it's not WWE. Like Bret Hart said at the time, if it ain't WWE, it's gonna suck. She tried to do things for him in the past, and they all suck because, again, it's not WWE.
And we all know Owen Hart was a Vince guy.
No, like, if it ain't WWE, it's gonna suck.
So,
it's good, it's nice, but I gotta be honest, it's gonna be terrible.
I said I'm looking forward to NXT tonight. It's been a couple of days, been a week rather, since Index tied the knot, if you will, so to speak. So I'm looking forward to their any footage of their honeymoon or something like that, you know? What's your thoughts on it?
Footage of what?
Of Index for as quote unquote a married couple now. But y'all know the deal. What's your opinion about it?
I really don't have an opinion. No, right now the big story is the whole Ric Flair situation, which is not really a big story because everybody is in the business and a lot of the fans know the guy has been getting drunk, walking down his road and flashing women for decades. Not years, decades. And now it's finally come back to bite him in the ass. And now you got the stewardess coming forward saying that he physically forced her to touch his genitals to make matters even worse. But the fact that Flynn didn't flash in women and just flashing himself in general for decades is bad enough.
Yeah.
So that I'm not surprised about. That's what he's been doing as a decade.
Even if you haven't heard, even if you're not a wrestling fan, if you were on the bar, you on the club, your industry has heard of Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. Absolutely. He's been kicked out of a few bars, which WWE had to pay for his broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Not hundreds, but thousands of dollars. Being kicked off of, not just being kicked out of bars, but airplanes and hotels. So yeah, the guys have been doing this for
decades. Man. Dark Side of the Rain. Hubert. I took a sleeping pill a while ago. She's kicking in. Excuse me. Dark Side of the Ring, really, they went there, man. They told it all as far as the plane ride from hell goes. There are some holes in the story. Like, Vince, you telling me Vince or Linda was there on the flight and all that crap went down? No way.
No, they weren't there.
I guarantee. Ain't nobody gonna risk their job doing all that shit with Vince on the plane. Ain't no way.
No, they weren't there.
Because if they were there, it would have been a whole different ball. Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, they weren't there.
That's what Kurt Hennig was talking about. He was in NWA TNA at the time. Talking about I tackled Brock Lesnar from 30,000 feet. That's what he was talking about. I was wondering, when was this?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what he was talking about. I was wondering.
He just bring that up, and actually that's what caused him his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, she's gone. The hall's gone. So, yeah, they fired a couple of people from those incidents on that infamous plane ride.
Mm-hmm. Either you got fined or fired. You know, somebody got fired, somebody got fired.
Yep.
A young Brock Lesnar. I don't think he was. I think he was pretty cool on the flight, but everybody else, yeah.
Well, some people were doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was.
Oh, seriously. I bet they ain't gonna do that again.
They have to wait. When Tommy Dreamer comes out and he issues an apology for the whole comments on the show. But of course, he was pulled from the Impact taping. What about AEW and WWE running the same arena? And as of right now, AEW has more ticket sales than WWE in this arena. As of right now, you know, people want to, I'll tell you what, these AEW fanboys are the worst on some time. These absolute worst. They are so sensitive. But they are so quick to acknowledge something about somebody else. But let me see AEW, they won't acknowledge it at all. Like, AEW ain't that good. Yes, WWE does some things, but AEW still has a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work. There's a lot of small things that company is doing wrong and is continuing to do wrong that they need to fix.
They're what, 3-4 years old by now?
They're only 2 years old.
Oh, two.
So okay. We got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Long way to go.
Yes, the ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is brought to you by the Backup Deliveries and More LLC.com. They put the D in delivery. That's Backup Deliveries and More LLC. One more time, to put the D in delivery. 888-71-BACKUP. That's B-A-K-U-P. Or 888-712-2... 2587. BackDeliveriesAndMore.com. Let them know you heard that from Lee Houston. You might save some money. One more time. BackDeliveriesAndMore.com. David, I'll tell you something, man. AEW, in my opinion. They're like the little brother trying to playing catch up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big brother been there, done that. You just trying to play catch up.
I tell you what, their show tomorrow in Queens is Arthur Ashe Stadium, which is a small stadium. It's not a large stadium. Very small stadium that seats just about 20,000 people. So it's a small stadium. But this is their biggest show since the company started. And of course, they're going to be able to travel out with, of course, WWE's name. So people forget to mention that the only reason AEW is even doing it well, and the only reason AEW has the buzz, is because of the former WWE talent that they have. So at the end of the day, it's because of WWE that where they are right now. But those guys like the Brian Danielson, CM Punk, and Adam Cole, those are the guys that are selling the tickets. Those are the reasons why AEW is doing well in sales. But once that time blows over, what's going to happen next? I mean, sure, Bray Wyatt can come in, but he can't be Bray Wyatt because that's a WWE-owned character. So he's going to have to come up with an entirely different game plan and an entirely different game. So he's going to have a little challenge ahead of him.
Thanks.
I want to say no matter where he goes, but it's painfully obvious we know where he's going. So that's what's going to happen there. That's going to keep their momentum, just like WCW back in the 90s. All of its former WWE talent were the reason that WCW got over. It got over as big as it did, especially with Hogan and the NWO. So you see a lot of that in AEW. So once that fever pitch dies down, it's back to normal. That's pretty much it for AEW. Like I said before, AEW has a lot of work.
I'm going to go back to Raw Monday.
Storylines don't even make any sense.
I'm going to go back to Raw Monday. Charlotte and Bliss. I'm not going to say Alexa Bliss. My list app goes off. I'm going to say Bliss. Yeah, because every time I say Alexa, my app goes off. I'm going to say Bliss. But anyway, Charlotte did the woo thing. And Alexa Bliss kicked it out, wink, wink. That's not even originally yours, wink, wink. And Charlotte said, oh, please, don't talk about being original. Another wink. In other words, you got that from your daddy, the Wu thing, and you trying to pick up where Bray Wyatt lived off. I'm like, oh. I'm saying it without saying it.
That is true.
That's what it was. Well, translation for you, Charlotte. I mean, Bliss was pointing out to Charlotte, basically, you picking up, you trying to be like your daddy. And Charlotte was like, well, you dropping up where Bray Wyatt lived off. I'm like, ooh. You read between the lines, that's what was going with that.
Yeah, that Eddie Alvarez said that some people, well, 1,500 fans left the show during that segment, which turned out to be a lie. The Meltzer, who's full of shit, always has been, but I don't know why people bother his to mouth. He's a con man. The biggest con man is up. But anyway, yeah, so that was a lie. I didn't see the segment. I saw a little part of it. I just thought the whole thing was a waste of time. I know WWE Vince has allowed people to come in who are not wrestling people. That's something that needs to stop. The worst thing you can do is bring in people who know nothing about the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that's going to do is mess up your company. Now, we'll say Vince has more wrestling people than he does non-wrestling people in his company.
Man, I'm looking forward to the draft coming up October 1st. I'm gonna lay down the rules for you. A little bit confusing, but follow me. So, next Friday, October 1st, the draft starts. So, all that, the powers that be for that roster, which is pretty much the same person, Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville, they will choose Raw rosters come to SmackDown. Monday, they will choose SmackDown to go to Raw. A stable or a tag team counts as one pick. Unless USA Network or Fox wants a specific person. Everybody who's not drafted is quote unquote a free agent till they sign. And we might get some call ups from NXT. But in the meantime, we're just going to Raw and SmackDown draft everybody under a contract with WWE is eligible to be drafted. I mean everybody, from the ring announcer to the townkeeper, the referees, the wrestlers themselves, the commentators, everybody under contract is eligible and will be drafted.
You know, I think that thing is pointless because they're having all guys on SmackDown, SmackDown guys
in Raw.
What's the point?
Right.
I think the whole thing has been pointless since 3 years now. If they were doing it the way they were doing it, the way they had it in 05 and 06 and 07 in 08, then yeah, it would make sense. But now it's just pointless.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the point of having a draft if you're randomly sending different guys and different girls to SmackDown and Raw? Like, we just saw the Bloodline on Raw. We've seen the New Day on SmackDown. Now all three members of the New Day are back together. Now that Big E's WWE champion, he's no longer on SmackDown. But he can potentially end up going back to SmackDown after just going back to Raw. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's just pointless.
Well, regardless, it's going down this Friday, this Monday. The next Friday and Monday, the draft. And as far as NXT 2.0, I hate it. I hate the title. What the hell?
Well, you know that's
mentioned
the
fellowship
deal.
Like, NXT just fine doing their thing. And you gonna call NXT 2.0 with really no change at all. All you did was just change the title a little bit.
Well, there's going to be a little because they want to focus on building homegrown talent, and they want to focus on getting less indie people.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they want to get people and build them from the ground up.
Mm.
That's why, part of the reason why they're calling it 2.0, because we're going to get bunch of people and build them from the ground up instead of getting into people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still going to do that, but I don't, that's just stupid. But I know they are going to focus more on building people from the ground up.
Let's talk.
Sure, that's part of the reason behind that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk Impact Wrestling for a minute. There was Saturday night, I believe. Did you check it out?
I saw very little of the show.
Let's check it out here. If I can pull the results 1 second here. Y'all, excuse me, I'm a little slow today because I took a Metonia pill while the golden is kicking in. Y'all excuse my speed a little bit. It was a Victory Road. Hang on a second here.
Wait, before you read the results and have to mention that the Vice Channel, the network out there, Dark Side of the Ring, is going to be getting MLW Major League Pro Wrestling in a few weeks. So that's good news for MLW, the independent promotion that wants to slowly build into a major pro wrestling company. And they've been around for quite a few years, so congrats to them. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, looking forward to it, y'all. 1 second here. All right, here we go. All right, got it here, y'all. Ooh, Lord. Okay. Steve McCallum defeated Petey Williams. That was like only a few match, two championship matches. So, Laredo Kid against Black Tyrus, Jake Something, John Skyler, Tyler Miguel, Taylor Wilde defeated Tennille Dashwood, Matt Corona defeated Rohit Raju, the Bullet Club, Chris Bay, and Ikulu. I think that's how you spell it. I know that's how you spell it, but I'm butchering it anyway. How you pronounce that? Ikulu?
Kilo? I think it is pronounced that way.
Right. Ikulu and Chris Bay defeated Finn Juice, David Finley, and Juice Robinson. Moose and W. Morrissey defeated Eddie Edwards, Sammy Callahan. Against, we got new champions, Decay. I'm sorry, not new champions. Decay, Havoc and Rosemary defeated Savannah Evans and Tasha Steeles. The Good Brothers are still your tag team champions. They defeated Rich Swann and Willie Mack. Josh Alexander defeated Chris Sabin to retain your NXT championship. And Christian Cage defeated Ace Austin to retain your Impact championship. However, Josh Alexander has cashed in option C. Option C now, you get to cash in the X Division title for an opportunity at the world title, and that's going to be this Thursday on Impact Wrestling.
Yes, he will now face Christian Cage for the Impact world title.
Which means the X Division championship will be vacant.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting, because like, option C altogether, if you lose, then you gotta go back to drawing board, start all over again. So we have no champion either way, as far as exhibition goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting idea to cash it all in and risk it all, or you can be smart with it and buy your time. But anyway, Josh Alexander just cashed it in. He's going to challenge Christian for the world championship over in Impact Wrestling.
Funny, Christian is, of course, has his hands full with Kenny Omega and the Elite over at Impact Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Omega, who will face Bryan Danielson, he's going to face him. This Wednesday at their big stadium show. We know CM Punk will be there, and a couple other matches will also take place during the show, and maybe we'll see a new face. And we know Ruby Soho is going to have her hands full with Dr. Britt Baker DMD. And there's also going to be a special two-hour rampage, which is also scheduled to take place. Of course, CM Punk scheduled to wrestle Big Powerhouse Hobbs during that show.
Uh-huh.
So we got two big shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they're not going to run a big stadium because they're not going to sell it out, unfortunately. So they're going to do a small stadium. Which works better for them. You know, which is the smartest thing they did. You can't tackle full house stadiums if you haven't been around that long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only do very little things with what you have. So what do you think of these big show?
I think it's all right.
I'm telling you, a lot of interesting things is going to happen in these next couple of days. Of course, there were a few people who did attend the Impact taping this past week. Some indie stars looking to get signed. And you know what? That's good, because Impact needs to sign new talent. I think the NWA needs to sign new talent. Besides, I saw the last NWA show, their Power episode, which was an amazing show. You know, that's rough. I have to give Billy Corgan all the props in the world for taking that and taking it old school and giving it the original feel that it had back in the 70s and 80s with the studio show. He's done an awesome job. Now, for those people who are wrestling curious and like wrestling and enjoy wrestling for what it is, I recommend watching the NWA. May not be as good as WWE or AEW, but I'm telling you, if you like wrestling and watch wrestling for the wrestling, that's the place to watch. Unless you like watching NXT as well. But yeah, I have nothing but good things to say about what he's done with the NWA since he's had it. Trevor Murdoch, the current NWA champion, who just won it 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be interesting to see how well he's going to do as champion after beating the previous champion, Nick Aldis, who was an absolute tremendous world champion. Held the title for over 1,000 days. Of course, he is the husband of Mickie James. Mickie James, who's also in NWA. Of course, you can watch NWA Power on YouTube and on Fight TV. We basically have wrestling on the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
With today's world.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah. Can't forget Omega's match with Bryan Danielson is not for the title. I repeat, it's not for the title. It's a non-title match. I've heard some people say it's a championship match, but it's not. Not a championship match. Bryan said he didn't want a shot at the championship. He didn't want the match to be a title match, so he got what he wanted. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to win. I know the two of them have wrestled before back in the early days when they're in. But that was a long time ago. So right now it's a whole different ballgame. To be honest, AEW currently has WWE's biggest star. Well, was their biggest star. Can't forget, NXT is going to be starting in a couple of minutes. The new rebranded NXT, they want to call NXT 2.0. Of course, we're scheduled to hear from brand new champion Tommaso Ciampa after winning an awesome triple threat match last week to become champion for the second time. He joined Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor, and Karrion Kross as the only people to win the NXT title more than once. Of course, Joe's a three-time champion. And of course, WWE is also announcing what they have that's going to be streaming currently on Peacock. And of course, the WWE will return to the UK this November. First time they're going to hit UK since the pandemic started. A toxic attraction address to take place on NXT tonight. Whatever that is. Tommaso Ciampa is going to kick off a show and address his NXT title win last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't even know what that is. And Kushida will defend the Cruiserweight Championship against Roderick Strong. So that's going to be going on tonight in just a little while. Actually, a couple of minutes on NXT. Liv Morgan, who's set to face Zelina Vega on SmackDown this Friday. And Baxter, the battle has been chased this Friday on 205 Live. Of course, if you haven't heard, Candice LeRae is out of NXT due to her being pregnant. And they just have their gender reveal, and the Garganos will be having a baby boy. So congratulations to them.
Yes, sir, man. Much luck to Garganos.
And we're also scheduled to hear from the newlyweds.
Wow. That should be interesting.
Yeah, Dexter Lumis and Andy Hartwell. All this and so much more to take place tonight on NXT.
Well, y'all, we love you very much, but this thing is kicking in, so I'm going to close it for tonight. I apologize for being a little slow, because, you know, you take a pill, a metonium, whatever you call it. I can't pronounce the word, but metonium pill, it kicks in real quick. So it's kicking in, so y'all excuse me for being slow. I'll be up and beat our next broadcast. We got going out of here. Thank you, David. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Be careful, people.